Well, you know what? I've been in Annapolis now since 1999, and no two sessions are alike. No two signee dies are alike. The only common feature that today has with other previous signee dies is that the sun is out and it's a warm, beautiful day. But no, this is the first time in my years in Annapolis where all of the major legislation and initiatives that were proposed have been decided on. And I think it's been a good news story for Maryland, the work that we've done on transportation funding, public-private partnerships, the work we've done on the budget, investing in Baltimore City schools, fully funding education at historic levels, the offshore wind. I mean, just the list goes on and on. A very successful legislation for Maryland.
By my count, just keeping track, the Veterans Employment Bill, is that yet to pass or is that cleared both chambers? I know public-private partnerships did today. We'll talk about that in a second. But just...
So the Veterans is yet to pass, and okay. If there's going to be one bill that you're waiting on, that's probably the one, because I think all the members of the General Assembly are going to be able to rally around what we're trying to do to ensure that our veterans have opportunities to full employment when they come back.
What would the public-private partnership bill do?
Basically, it develops a framework where the private sector will be incentivized or encouraged to invest in public infrastructure in Maryland. So whether it's roads and bridges, whether it's wastewater or clean water, this gives the private sector an opportunity to partner with state government in meeting the needs for infrastructure in Maryland.
Now, did this come about because of the State Center Project? And I know there was a court battle over that, or is this something that's completely different? The State Center Project was a public-private partnership.
Yeah, no, our interest in public-private partnerships was based really more on an interest to find innovative and creative financing vehicles for infrastructure. A lot of states are doing it. I mean, Virginia's got a $2-plus billion public-private partnership, Midtown Tunnel connecting Norfolk and Portsmouth. New York is redeveloping LaGuardia Airport. Puerto Rico redeveloping their airport. So really, Maryland wanted to make sure that we weren't left behind in finding new ways to invest in our public infrastructure.
Any one project you see that could become a public-private partnership?
I think two. One is the Purple Line and one is the Red Line. I think that these mass transit projects provide great opportunities for the private sector to invest in these projects so that we can deliver them for the people of Maryland. It's a real quality of life issue. And then it'll give us an opportunity to divert other public resources to the unmet transportation needs in Maryland.
Does that include corporate sponsorships? I mean, might we see the Red Line sponsored by XYZ company, that sort of thing?
Well, not necessarily. Corporate sponsorships are not a necessary part of public-private partnerships. I wouldn't rule them out, but I don't think that we're necessarily going to be naming segments of the Purple Line. But what we will do is we will make it more likely that we can develop that 20-station line that will connect parts of Montgomery County and Prince George's County. And it will give us an opportunity to move forward on the Red Line, which is important to creating better connectivity in Baltimore City.
There was some discussion, and it didn't go anywhere. I mean, but Senator President Miller raised it, of possibly private ownership of the ICC. Is that something you want to look at next year?
That really wasn't part of our conversations. Yeah. I commend the Senate President for keeping an open mind to all potential revenue and financing vehicles. But we're really looking at new development. And the ICC, it's a developed infrastructure asset. We're looking at new developments and new projects to meet some unmet needs in Maryland.
It's no secret that you're taught when they ask who's going to run for governor next year, your name is at the top of the list. Are you running? And you coming off a legislative session where there was a gun control bill that some people didn't like. There was a gas tax bill that a lot of people didn't like.
Look, when you make the tough decisions in Annapolis, there are going to be those who feel strongly in support, and there are going to be those, and usually, hopefully, it's fewer, that may have strong opinions in opposition. The legislative session is almost over. I'm certainly going to turn my attention to 2014, lay the foundation so that if and when I decide to run for governor, I'll be in the best position to make that decision so I can continue serving the people of Maryland.
Is that decision to be made by the end of this year, you think?
It'll be made. My decision will certainly be made in 2013, sooner rather than later.
All right, fair enough.